The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
This is Senior Solutions with Eric Stewart on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Well, good morning, DMV. It's my pleasure to bring you the Senior Solutions show here on WMAL. This is our final episode, and I'm so happy, not that it's my final episode, but I'm so happy that Kristen Shanks joins me today. Kristen, thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, Kristen is from the Ingleside down at Rock Creek, and they have a massive, wonderful expansion called Creekside, which if you haven't checked this out, if you're looking at a continuing care retirement community, or what I like to call life plan community, is a wonderful community that's been around since 1960, I think, in that location, right?
Correct.
But way before that.
Yeah, 1906.
1906.
Yeah.
So founded by the Presbyterians, I think, originally, but open to everyone now.
Yes.
Yep. And and it has a tremendous location right there. Is it right off Military?
Yeah, right off Military and Rock Creek Park.
And Rock Creek Park.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
And you've got the creek running down, which
we
is
do.
Why you call it Creekside.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I've had many clients who've moved there, been very happy. In fact, you know of the band Sweet Honey and the Rock.
Yeah.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
And I helped Bernice Regan, the former lead singer for Sweet Honey and the Rock, sell her property and move into Ingleside. And she's very happy.
Yes. Yeah, she is.
Yeah, very happy. And many other people. I'm going back probably 25 years for me. So great history behind the organization. Now, you've developed this new section. Tell us a bit about that.
So Creekside is actually a very large development for Ingleside at Rock Creek. We're adding 105 independent living apartments, anywhere from one bedroom up to three bedroom, three bath, the largest ones being 2,500 square feet. And then the whole first floor of the development is the Center for Healthy Living, which is all of the fitness, spa, salon, there's an auditorium, classroom, so a lot of engagement in that building and for all the residents on campus. And then we have also opened a new health services building, which opened last month. Brand new state-of-the-art assisted living, memory support assisted living, and long-term care and rehab.
Wow. That's a pretty dynamic expansion.
It's huge, yeah.
With that many services that you're providing, I would imagine that the interest has been great.
Oh, yes. Yep. Yeah, we are fully reserved, but we do have a wait list for those who are interested.
Okay.
And we encourage you to come by the community. Fingers crossed, we get our certificate of occupancy this October, and
yes,
we'll be able to start doing tours in November.
Oh.
So it's a really exciting opportunity to come by, see a great community that's going through a lot of upgrades, a lot of growth. Mm-hmm. And if you would like, today we are able to start doing tours of the health services building. So if you're not looking maybe for independent living, but you have a family member or a neighbor or a friend who needs a higher level of care, assisted living, memory support, we're happy to tour you now.
Fantastic. Now, if they want to get in touch with you, what's the best way?
You can call me directly at 202-596-3108. And our website is www.ircdc.org.
That's ircdc.org.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that phone number, one more time, if you don't mind, just...
Sure. Yeah. It's 202-596-3108.
So you're calling, by the way, just reiterating this importance of this. This is a community that has developed something brand new in Washington, D.C., something that is new in every way to what you could possibly imagine that a senior living community might be. So it requires your attention, because if you don't take the opportunity to see it now, even though there's a wait list and they're fully reserved, you know, there's an opportunity, and opportunities come up once in a while. And I would say, take the opportunity, go visit the community. They're going to start delivering occupancy in December, January timeframe, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
Okay,
yes.
So that definitely give her a call. And that phone number one more time is
202-596-3108.
Yeah, it's definitely worth the visit.
Oh, Eric, I do want to mention, because we've had such a great partnership in the past. We do have an incentive for the listeners of your show. For anyone who's interested in moving it in Ingleside, we are offering a $10,000 move package. So you can put that towards downsizing and upgrades in your apartment.
I'm going to top that, and I'm going to offer an additional $2,000 in downsizing move management services if they respond to this and contact you.
Yes.
Okay?
Oh, great.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. So now, let me just chat a little bit about real estate with you. Let's kind of pull back from talking about Ingleside, Rock Creek, and let's talk about how you've lived in Washington, D.C., and what you've seen. Because I think, you know, you've been in D.C. for a long time, but you finally, 7 years ago, made the decision to purchase. Mm-hmm. I want you to explain the challenge of getting the courage to make that decision, and then what was the effect of actually having made the decision as a purchaser?
Yeah. For me, I think actually funny story, when I went to closing, the company that I closed with said, "I bet you're nervous. This is the biggest check you've ever written." And I said, "Actually, it's not the money. It's the fact that I'm going to be permanently living somewhere. And I can't just move. I can't just up and move as easily as if I rented." Mm-hmm. But it was probably one of the best decisions that I chose. I live in the Cathedral area, uh-huh. right across from the National Cathedral and the shopping and everything that's been added. I love living in Washington, the historical piece, the culture. I mean, it's a great city to be in, and I'm just glad I made the decision when I did.
Okay. Now, has your property gone up in value the last 7 years?
It has.
By a little? It's a personal question.
It's a personal. I can tell you, I had it reevaluated by a real estate agent, and there have been units. I have a co-op in my building. Mm-hmm. It has definitely gone up. Yes,
it has.
Yes,
yeah, the last 7 years have been very good to Washington D.C. Mm-hmm. Pretty much across the board.
Yes.
When I look at even Anacostia, which the average price in Anacostia 7 years ago was around $250, and it's now around $450.
Yeah.
So there's been a dramatic increase. Granted, there's not a lot of inventory, and that's driving prices higher. Low interest rates is having some impact on it, but even though the rates now are, you know, compare the rates now to where they were back last November at 5%, they're now around 3.5%. The average borrower can borrow $69,000 more today, okay, than they could last November.
Okay.
Or put a different way, they could save $350 a month by refinancing today if they bought last year. So pretty significant. So that's driving the economy in real estate because it's less expensive. If you compare rentals, I mean, the average rental for two-bedroom is now $2,500 to $2,900 for a rental.
Right. Yep.
So, you know, and that, it give you perspective, $2,500 a month would be the average cost if you bought a $400,000 condo, and you had a $450 monthly cost. Okay, that's just where it would cost you, about $2,500 to $2,600. You'd be borrowing about $360 because you'd be putting $40,000 down, which is 10%. You borrow $360 at 3.5%, and you end up right around $1,900 a month. You add the taxes and you add the condo fee. And granted, if it's a high fee, co-ops are going to be more expensive. Even so, you've got the deduction on the interest. It really, the argument, if you're sure that you're ready to take the plunge, you don't mind giving up the freedom of moving around, like mm-hmm. you were saying, mm-hmm. you finally got to that point, like, mm-hmm. I don't really need to keep moving.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yep.
You finally got there, and you're like, yeah, I'd rather have stability in my life, and I want to have a place. This is purchasing real estate. You're buying stability. And it's a good time to consider that right now. If you're getting ready to buy, we want you to consider the Eric Stewart Group at Long & Foster. We are a top real estate company in the whole country. We're recently honored as one of the top 100 agents in the country. And we appreciate the opportunity that we have to come here on Sunday mornings, bring you the truth in real estate, interesting topics about local news and continuing care retirement communities, life plan communities like Ingleside. And if you want information, if you're just maybe you're not even thinking about moving, you want to know how to downsize, we've got this free guide called The Right Sizing Guide, which will give you tools on how to walk through getting rid of stuff, maybe even how to age in your own home without moving. For anything like that, you can go to ericstewartgroup.com now and download that information or call us at 800-900-9104. Kristen, so you've lived in the D.C., but you have a dog. A very handsome and very cute dog.
Oh, yes.
So how does that work in living in a co-op?
Well, within my co-op, we do have weight restrictions, but my dog is so cute that that he got around it.
So there's the key, folks. If you want to have, you want to have a giant German Shepherd, just make sure he's really cute.
Just really cute.
But you have a bulldog.
He's a French bulldog.
French bulldog.
Yeah, so he has a smaller breed dog.
And he has an accent.
He does, yes. He speaks in French, yeah.
I had a dog. I don't know if I ever told you the story about my dog. I taught him three words in English. Pepe was my dog. And Pepe, what is sandpaper? Rough. That's right, Pepe. It's rough, right? Said, Pepe, what's on top of your house? Roof. That's right, Pepe. So, Kristen, finally I asked Pepe, I said, Pepe, who is the greatest all-time hitter in baseball? And he turns to me and he says, Mickey Mantle?
Oh, man.
Come on.
In case you're wondering why the show's going off the air.
Now you know.
Hey, I feel somebody coming with the cane to draw me off stage. Anyway, Kristen, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Check out Ingleside Rock Creek. Go to ircdc.org for more information. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back with more Senior Solutions right here on WMAL.
Rick Stewart. You're listening to Senior Solutions with on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Big house, big car, backseat, full bar. Houseboat won't float, the bank won't toast enough. Too much stuff.
Welcome back to Senior's Solutions. I'm Eric Stewart, and the host of the show that we're actually bringing to an end. Yeah, Senior Solutions, we've been on the air now for about 2 years. We have half an hour here from 8:30 till 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings. We are going to focus our attention on making Senior Solutions a part of the Point of View Home Show from time to time. And the main reason for this, and the reason I'm kind of bringing this up to you, is just to let you know this is a choice that I'm making to invest my time on videos and on working videos as content to share with those who subscribe to my website, my blogs, and so on. And so what I'd like to introduce you to is my website, ericstewartgroup.com, and encourage you to sign up for my blogs at that site, and then you'll get the content that I'm bringing you here on Sunday mornings in different forms, video as well as written form, as I'm covering lots of topics, not just local real estate and local senior housing, but also national and global. So go to ericstewartgroup.com and sign up now for the blogs, and that way you won't miss any of our content. And if you have trouble getting up at 8 or 8:30 on a Sunday morning, I don't know that I would get up to listen to me, but I think that my mom does and you do, and so at least there's three of us.
Don't count me in there, buddy.
Come on, Ken. Come on, man. I thought I had at least four. No, we've had a great run with Senior Solutions, and we have thousands of you all who listen to our show, and I don't want to take the content away from you, but what I want to do is give you the content in a different form, which I think will be more beneficial. Listening is good. I think that Point of View Home has been a very measurable means of communicating a lot of great information and teaching our listeners on how to approach the process of selling their homes, how to interview realtors before they hire one, how to know when to time the market, how to know what to invest in order to get the best return but not overspend on real estate. How to approach right-sizing is a piece of this. It becomes a part of the process of selling, but selling isn't always a part of the process of downsizing, right? So the Point of View Home Show is going to be really focused more just on the real estate angle of it, and I'll bring Senior Solutions information, and we'll talk, and we'll have experts in to discuss how real estate ties into the Senior Solutions. We'll cover health, we'll cover travel, we'll cover some other things, because Stuart Rosenthal will continue to be a part of our show and the Point of View Home Show going forward. I'm grateful that you're listening. I'm grateful that you've taken the time to listen to my show this morning. And those of you who are now listening, maybe even by podcast after the fact, who may miss the show, just make sure that you stream The Eric Stewart Show on Spotify. You can listen there. You can subscribe there. And as a new episode comes up, you can download it, listen to it, or stream it live, depending upon where you are and what you're trying to do. These days, I've gotten in the habit of listening so much to Audible, to books, to podcasts by other speakers that I respect and I appreciate. It's a nice additional segment to the input that I get from reading the Wall Street Journal and the Investor's Business Daily and the Barron's and other magazines, which inform my thinking. I like to get information from many sources, from all sides of an issue, so that I can make the determination for myself how I feel about something, what I believe about something. And I think it's important that we, all of us, are educated, that we're not stuck into a particular box of opinion, but that we keep our opinions fresh and we can have conversations. So your input's valuable. If you have thoughts you bring to me, I appreciate it. You can send those to radio@ericstewartgroup.com. Send us an email with your thoughts and questions or any topics you'd like for me to cover. Maybe you have a question, and occasionally I'll get this. Hey, I'm trying to help my dad. He's going through the downsizing process. We're trying to find the right community for him, and I'm not sure which one to refer him to. Do you have an opinion? That came in not too long ago, and ultimately, the right fit for that particular gentleman was the Fairfax, which is a retirement community in Virginia, and it had to do with what he liked to do with woodworking, how he wanted to have an individual house, and how he wanted his military background to be an important part of his community choice. Now, there's Knollwood, which is in D.C., but they don't have some of the other services. Like, they don't have the villa-style living that Fairfax does, but it's got a phenomenal location right here in Washington, D.C., and obviously that comes from a military background. You've got Falcon's Landing in Virginia, and you've got Vinson Hall in Virginia. So these are different military-style retirement communities. The Fairfax is another one, which is open as well to GS, I think 1415s, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and that's run by Sunrise. Sunrise runs it for the Fairfax. Many of you all know Sunrise Senior Living. You've seen the Sunrise Senior Living communities that we have in the D.C. metro area that are in many places besides here. But they also form a function of many communities that are not Sunrise communities, like Maplewood Park Place, which is in Bethesda. It's one of the only cooperative senior living communities in the whole D.C. area. And I think that Maplewood Park Place is cooperative, where you actually own shares in the company. I love Ingleside. Ingleside's very well run, very well organized. Asbury's a great community. So is Brook Grove, Vinson Hall, the Riderwood and Ashby Ponds communities, many others. In fact, there's so many now that have come up, many of the new communities that are now just strictly rental come up. And that's a question I wanted to kind of bring forward today, which is, does it make sense to put up a large sum of money for a lifestyle entrance, like what we call a lifestyle entrance fee, to live in a community like Ingleside versus going into a strictly rental environment where you're only paying rent to live, but then you have the freedom to leave that community and go someplace anytime you want? Here is the difference, and here's the why you would consider putting up $800,000 up front to get into a community like Ingleside, King Farm up in Rockville or Rock Creek here in Northwest D.C. The reason is, if you were to put up, and I'm just using that number, 800, I just pulled it out of a hat. If you put up $800,000 to move into a life plan style community where they have independent, assisted, and memory care, they're going to take that money and invest it. And at the end of your term, whenever you decide to move out or your heirs receive receive the asset back, they'll get a portion of that $800,000 back depending upon which plan you choose. I don't want to confuse the issue. What I want you to do is think about, what is the difference in cost on a monthly basis for a rental community versus a life plan community that I just mentioned, where you might put up $800,000. In a rental community, you might be paying $6,000 to $7,000 a month to move into a Brightview Senior Living or another community which is strictly rental, whereas by putting up the money, the $800,000, you may be paying closer to $4,000. So you might save $2,000 to $3,000 a month as a comparison, that your monthly cost of living goes down by putting that money up. Actuarially, if you don't mind putting the money someplace, you're getting a return, which on $800,000, if you're saving $24,000, it's roughly a 3% return. If you're saving $32,000 out of pocket, that's a 4% return. So you're not paying tax on the money because you're not really making the money. You're just paying less. So you put up the $800 and you're paying less on a monthly basis. So you just decide what's better for you. If you don't want to, like Kristen was saying earlier, if you want to have a solid knowledge of where you're going to be, then a life plan community is long-term is definitely actuarially the better choice. The rental does give you the flexibility of keeping your money in other investments, which if you're great at investing and you can see the return on the investing, you know, maybe you want to take that risk. But as we get older, I think generally risk tolerance tends to go down as we get older. And having the comfort of knowledge of I'm going to have a place, I know where I'm going to be, and regardless of my season of life, independent, assisted living, memory care, I've got the care of a wonderful place like Ingleside, this is definitely a place to consider. You can think about this. If you have questions, you're trying to wrestle with selling your home, whether you go to one or another community and you'd like some ideas, give us a call at the Eric Stewart Group and I'll walk you through some of my thinking and we'll discuss your potential sell and how that might work for you. Okay? That's 800-900-9104. 800-900-9104 is our toll-free number. Just give us a call today. If you prefer, send us an email at radio@ericstewartgroup.com. Or you can submit your name information online for any one of our guides, the Right Sizing Guide, the Market Ready Guide, or otherwise, and we'll get in touch with you just as a follow-up on that.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again.
Well, we've covered many wonderful topics here on the show, from health to traveling to investing, how to invest money, how to figure out how to live life, how to downsize, how to age right, well, to stay healthy, so much. And the content that we've covered has a lot of value for your life. So much so that I've taken a lot of that content, put it together in the Right Sizing Guide and in our blogs on a consistent basis, updating our thinking. So please subscribe to the Eric Stewart Group blog by going to ericstewartgroup.com so we can stay in touch with one another going forward. And if the time has come for you to get downsized over the next year and you'd like me or one of my other senior real estate specialists at the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster, you'd like one of us to come and discuss how we can help you achieve top dollar, how we can guide you through what improvements you have to make to get the best price but not overspend, how to address marketing in the modern era while maintaining an old world strategy. So we're reaching both millennials as well as the demographic of sandwich kids for your property. We've created a 119-step process that is unique to us and is pretty amazing. We'd love to share that with you. Well, it kind of wraps us up here for the Senior Solutions Show. Ken Hunter, who's been just an amazing talent here behind the board as the engineer. Ken, thanks so much for all you've done.
I'm not going anywhere.
I know. You'll be with me next week for pointing you home.
Yeah, no, it's been fun to do the show, but we'll keep the same flavor.
I look forward to it. Well, thanks so much for joining me here on our final episode of Senior Solutions Show. I'm Eric Stewart. I'll see you next week on Pointing You Home at 8 a.m.
You know you can hurt yourself fooling with too much stuff.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper's meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. Or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.